Can you believe it, everybody? We got another corporate update. Happy to welcome in Nucor Gold and the CEO, Mr. Luke Alexander. Nucor's trades on the TSX Venture with NCAU and on the OTCQX with NCAUF. I am a shareholder, and Nucor is a sponsor of the podcast. Luke, you are attending the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit this week. I'm sure you've had a lot of meetings already. We're about to, ready to conclude day one. Tell me, what are some of the questions that keep coming up in your conversations throughout the day regarding the Enchi Gold project?
Yeah, hi, Trevor, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think one of the big questions that always comes up is our drill program. I mean, we're drilling 90,000 meters at the moment. It's the largest program ever on the Enchi project. If you look at all the historical RC and diamond drilling that's been done, it more than doubles all of that historical drilling. So people are really interested in terms of how much have you drilled to date, what have the results been, and what's the kind of drill program on a go-forward basis. So that's been a big focus, as well as people are obviously very interested in, you know, what our cash balance is at the moment and whether we're fully funded for that 90,000 meter program. With what's been a weaker gold market for the last number of months, I think investors are starting to hone in on balance sheets again, and trying to identify which companies are fully funded to execute on their drill programs. And having just closed a financing at the beginning of August, we're very fortunate that we have $13 million in the bank. So we're fully funded for that 90,000 meter program, and we'll have lots of cash on the back of that to be able to run the business. So those have been a couple of the things that investors have been asking us about today.
Have you done comparison studies? Like, what companies out there are doing larger drill programs on top of 90,000? Like, I mean, you know, Great Bear reminds me of one. Like, you know, I mean, this is probably one of the larger drill programs in the entire sector. I think it's safe to assume.
Yeah, I think for a company at you know, with our market cap of, call it, $65 million, it would without a doubt be one of the larger drill campaigns out there. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to attract such strong institutional support for the company. I mean, we currently sit at about 40% institutional ownership, and I think a lot of our investors share our view that our Enchi project in Ghana is a district scale exploration opportunity, and there's a significant amount of drilling that can be done there to unlock a significant amount of value for shareholders. So it is a very large program, and we're looking forward to getting all the results back that we think will ultimately create value for our shareholders.
What's the time frame on the drill program? Like, when do you think it'd be concluded?
So if we look at the 90,000 meters to date, we've released about 50,000 meters. So we've got an additional 40,000 meters that are at various stages. Some of it hasn't been drilled yet. Other results are en route to the assay lab or being assayed at the moment. So over the next 6 or 8 months, we will get that additional 40,000 meters completed and released to the market. So lots of news flow to come. If you look at our track record of releasing results over the past year, when we kicked off this initial 90,000 meter campaign, you'll see that we have been putting results out every 3 or 4 weeks. And that's what we've committed to our investors and to the market, is that we will continue to release results on that on a similar pace every kind of 3 or 4 months as we catch it.
You and I continue to talk about scale eventually. You mentioned district size land package. You know, it's still, even though, you know, you and I continue to talk about this month over month, it doesn't seem like the market quite understands just how big Enchi is. What does the company need to do to really get results that describe just the massive size of all these deposits that make up the Enchi project?
I think when you look at the Enchi project, it's important to look at neighbors along trend from our project. I mean, we've got great neighbors along trend who have significant multi-million ounce deposits that have been mined out over a number of years or are actively being mined. I mean, to the north of us, we've got Chirano at 5.5 million ounces, Bibiani to the north of that with a endowment of 6.5 million, Newmont at 15.5 million ounces. I mean, those are very large deposits which all sit along the Sefwi Bibiani belt from us. So that's kind of the first thing I would point to. Looking at our project specifically, you're looking at 216 square kilometers, so a very large land package. We've got over 100 kilometers of shears that run through our property, and to date, we've identified 25 targets across the overall property. Honing in on those 25, we've only drilled on 6 of them, and 4 of them make up our current 1.4 million ounce resource. If you look at those 4 deposits, it's important to highlight that all of them remain open along strike as well as at depth. So there's a big opportunity for us to expand at our known deposits, but also to go back to some previously drilled areas as well as some new targets that have never been drilled before. The last piece I mentioned in terms of scale and size is the opportunity at depth. What we see with these greenstone hosted deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt is that where they really grow in size and increase in grade is when you start to drill at depth. I mean, again, at some of those deposits I mentioned, they've drilled down to 1 kilometer. They're producing down at 800-900 meters below surface. If you look at our 1.4 million ounce resource, it's only an average vertical depth of 63 meters. The deepest holes drilled on this project prior to us kicking off this 90,000 meter program were only down to 150 meters. So one of the other big opportunities that we're very excited about is the opportunity at depth. Over the last number of months, we started to release some of those results as we start to drill deeper and get into those sulfides. And we've been very pleased with some of the higher grade results that we've had. And now with the additional 40,000 meters, we'll continue to hone in on some of those higher grade areas that we've started to identify and look to obviously add more results in those different areas and really identify where these feeder zones are that we see consistently along the entire Sefwi Bibiani.
Luke, you know this, and I hope that the listeners know this. I am a shareholder of Nucor. It's actually one of my largest holdings in my entire portfolio. So I'm always one to like question my own thesis. Like if there's something I am missing. So that's why I'm going to lay that out. I'm going to ask you the next question is, what are questions or statements of concerns that you're receiving through this whole process? You know, what is something that maybe I'm missing as an investor that's been brought up through your conversation?
One of the things that always comes up is Africa, and it is important for us to constantly remind people that, you know, Africa is a huge continent and there's a lot of different countries within Africa and they can't all be lumped into the same bucket. Ghana, if you go out and look at security reports by different, you know, groups out there, you'll see that Ghana is always ranked as one of the top countries from a security perspective. And the other thing that I always like to highlight to investors is look at the major companies operating in country. You've got Newmont, who's the largest company globally. They've got 15% of their global production coming from Ghana. That's going to go to 20% as they expand in country. Gold Fields, Kinross, Anglo Gold. I mean, if you look around Africa, you won't see those companies operating in a lot of different jurisdictions. Newmont, for example, Ghana is the only country that they're producing from in Africa. So I think that speaks for itself in terms of what a great jurisdiction and great country Ghana is to be in. But that's probably one of the main things that comes up in terms of questions that people want addressed is, you know, what's the risk of what's the risk in country from a security perspective, from a political perspective, you know, those kind of things. Infrastructure would be another area that people ask about often. Some people, again, think of Africa and being in the, you know, these deposits being in the middle of nowhere, which is the case in lots of different places. But for us, you know, we've got a paved road that runs right through the middle of our project. You can drive 110 kilometers, 60 miles an hour along that road. There's a power line that runs beside it. It takes you to the town of Enchi, which has got 15,000 people. So that infrastructure is a real benefit for us in terms of being able to push this project forward. And that was ultimately reflected in the economics within the PEA that we put out at the beginning of June. When you've got that kind of infrastructure already built, it really helps push a project forward.
Luke, thanks so much for that. I know that we got to ask some hard questions from time to time, and but I'm glad.
I like the hard questions. I mean, we obviously with five investment banks covering us from a research perspective, you can imagine the amount of due diligence they've done on the company, and we're more than happy to answer any questions that you or other investors have. And I think that's important for companies to be able to obviously highlight all of the real kind of positives of a project, but also be able to critique and analyze what the risks are as well. And I think we've done a very good job of that.
I think you have too. And I appreciate your time. Listeners, appreciate your time. And we'll catch up with you again here in the next couple of weeks, probably when the next round of drill results come out, which, given the time frame, should be here pretty soon, I assume. A couple of weeks, maybe?
Yeah, again, we put our last set out third week of August, so I would expect we'll be able to get something out the last couple of weeks of September and kind of keep rolling on that basis.
All right, that's Luke Alexander from Nucor Gold, again trading on the TSX Venture with NCAU and on the OTCQX in the United States with NCAUF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.